Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Richard Gephardt joining us as we talk about beef industry sustainability. We're back with Richard in just a moment. Say cattle producers, make plans to attend the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference at the Ardmore Convention Center Thursday, March 14th. The theme of this Noble Foundation-sponsored event is Focus on Efficiency. Evelyn Brown and Garris will be offering her perspective on the long-range weather outlook and how it will be affecting cattle production around here. Dr. Ron Gill with Texas AgriLife will talk operational management efficiency for today's cattle herd, and OSU's Darrell Peel will offer his economic perspective. For more details, go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference banner.
The 135th Cattle Raisers Convention is coming to Fort Worth March 22nd through the 24th. Make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. Free expo day passes are available at tscra.org. Saturday night, enjoy a performance by Jake Hooker and the Outsiders and catering by Perini Ranch. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org.
Improving beef production today to protect tomorrow. That's a key driver statement that is the reason that the cattle industry has been investing beef checkoff dollars in something called the Beef Sustainability Study over the last couple of years. A key player on the producer side of that has been Richard Gephardt, a cattle rancher from northeastern Oklahoma. He's currently the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Federation Division Chairman. We talk with him about the sustainability study and why it's unique, why it's important for the cattle producers across the country.
When you look at a life cycle assessment model, you got to look at the three pillars of sustainability. Classically, people talk about the economic, the environmental, and the social impact in there. I prefer to talk about the financial and the environmental and the social. Businesses or entities have to be financially stable or they're not going to be sustainable. And we all know about the environment and stuff, the externalities of not bringing those costs in there. But more interesting to me was the social aspect. And, you know, I think it was in 2010 we did the first study. We released a thing called the CSR, the Cattlemen Stewardship Report. It's out there on the website. And I think a lot of cattlemen would really be surprised, and I know they'd be proud, if they look at how much cattlemen contribute to the social fabric of our society.
So those are the kind of things you're hoping to document with this particular study once you get the data out there.
That's exactly right. And you listen to Kim and stuff. We're still looking for data, especially downstream towards the consumer. We've got some problems with retailers coming on board to make that data available to us. And I hope it doesn't impact the certification. It'd be unfortunate if it does. And we have not submitted this thing yet for certification. We're still bringing in data and still writing the final report before we submit it.
Now, you got some cowboy out there in the country saying, why do you need it certified?
Well, I think it needs to be certified to stand a certification so the people out there, the cowboy, not so much for the cowboy, but for the consumer on the right and left coast, so he just doesn't say that's the cowboy telling his message the way he wants to. This will add, make these numbers legitimate.
Gephardt tells us that increasingly customers at home and abroad are asking questions about beef's impact and sustainability. The results of this one-of-a-kind project will provide science-based answers to those questions, allowing the industry to better tell the story of beef and defend beef's image on a global basis.
You know, that's true, but even more important than the ability to use these numbers to defend ourselves. You know, we've got a rich tradition going back all the way back to the land-grant universities. I think a lot of these environmental groups think they are the new ones to this environmental or sustainability effort. Working on this project, I've realized that cattlemen have been doing this for a long, long time. I mean, we're getting ready to do the Environmental Stewardship Awards tonight. Ron, you probably know it better than I think. That's in decade number three. You know, you got Bob Drake working on the land grazing councils there in Oklahoma. Up north, it's not so popular in Oklahoma. You got the Leopold Awards. You go back, I was looking at paperwork in my granddad's ranch there in Langley, Oklahoma. I've got stuff from NRCS from the 1950s where they recommended, and we did it, to put out small patches of woods in the middle of the pastures for wildlife to reside in. So I think the cattleman has been a good steward of these resources, both our families, socially and environmentally. And I don't know how we do it, but I guess we've been able to survive financially or economically also for a long time.
I guess what we've had other studies that have always talked about the idea that the cattle producer has a desire to do the right thing.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And I think, once again, you want to go look at the data, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but I encourage everyone to go look at the Checkoff Produce work. It's the common name, or the technical name, is a CSR, for a corporate social report. We've kind of named it a cattleman stewardship report, but we've done a great job of contributing to society for a long, long time.
And Richard Gephardt adds that there is an internal benefit to this sustainability study. It's going to allow the beef cattle industry to take a look at itself and get better and better and better.
We're preaching to the choir here. I don't think there's an industry out there as efficient as agriculture and the cattle industry in terms of the input they use versus the output they give. But we can continue to make strides in that.
Chairman of the Federation Division of NCBA, Richard Gephardt. You've got the Beef Buzz on, Ron.
It's time again for the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, coming up Sunday, March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 100-plus registered limousine and limflex bulls, yearlings and 18-month-old fall yearlings. For more information, go online to MagnusCattle.com. That's M-A-G-N-E-S-S Cattle.com. It all starts 1 p.m., March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma, the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.